Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com. It's your special guest host on CliffCentral.com.
We're trying to speak to the young people of South Africa. I've got two gorgeous ladies who are in front of me here. And I must say, before they even introduce themselves, your pictures do no justice to you guys at all.
Aww.
And I'm not saying it because you're here. I mean, really, you guys are cream of the crop.
Of course, we're closer. Come on. Come on.
I like it. Just yanking some closer. I'll give you a minute each. Introduce yourselves before I get into it.
All right, I'll go first.
Yeah.
Since, yeah, pap. Okay, I'm Zanny, but my name is Zane Zitwele. I am a corporate girl at heart. I own a company called Himeros Luxury Swimwear, and I also work for an app that's called Trumpet. It's owned by Patrice Motsepe. Boom.
Boom. Drops the mic.
Sweet and short. My name is Tembi Samdoda. I am a woman, I am a mom, I am an artist, I'm an actor, I'm a presenter, I'm Tabisile on the road, I am a presenter on Our Perfect Wedding, I am a theatre actress, most of all, I am human.
I like
that.
Oh my
God, she's like showing off here. Super.
But I think the most important thing at the moment is the fact that I know that you're human, but now we need to speak to the people on the ground so that they know that you're human. They must know that you hurt. They must know that you've got a boiling point. Yeah. They must know that you smile. You've got when you smell a rose, when you see lo nuabo, and you get happy when you see Ben. We're speaking about these things because these are the real things that
because
are
actually, you know what? I have a question for Utembe, say.
Yes. No digging.
I'll do the interview. Sorry. I want to ask you, what drives you to wake up in the morning, and how does your day go, like a normal day? How do you live from, let's say, 6 o'clock in the morning up until 9 o'clock in the evening? What's your day like, and what drives you to get up from bed and go chase?
Jesus.
She's whooping out the big guns right at the beginning.
Mondays.
Most importantly, God wakes me up in the morning. Mm-hmm. That's one of the most amazing things that I ever did for myself, was turn to God a long time ago, when it was good, when it was bad. And my children wake me up as well. Even if I don't want to wake up, dude, they're like, mommy, and I'm like, I'm coming. I'm not calling you, I'm coming in, you know. So my day is very different from day to day, because if I'm not on the road shooting, then I've got fittings for OPW, I've got voiceovers for this, I've got this, that for theatre meetings, and this, that for film meetings, and but at the end of it, I carry my Bible with me wherever I go. So if I have a time, I sit and I read. And that's when you were talking about the boiling point, when you were talking about smiling, we're talking about hurting, that's where I go. Wow. So my day is a total mess, but it begins and ends with the Bible and my children.
It's like a good mess.
It is a great mess. Bring on the mess. Bring it on. I want it.
And Zane, I'm trying to understand. I've seen the swimwear line.
Yeah.
Now I'm not a fan of swimwear unless if you're wearing it for me. hello swimwear. But I've seen Amanda DuPont on it. I've seen now that you've got this Miss SA thing happening. Speak to us about that.
You know what? It was actually just as she said, God. You know, how the brand started. We were just thinking on a very small scale. It was just two friends that were looking for swimwear because we're going to a trip, right? We're going on a trip. English. We were going on a trip. So we were kind of like looking for swimwear. We couldn't find what we wanted. And the only person that had it was in the US. So we're like, you know what? We're not going to buy from this person. Let's just rather do it on our own. But as things went, we didn't realize how supportive people can be in South Africa. We grew so quick to a point that we actually got opportunities that we didn't even plan for. Hence the Miss SA thing, hence the Amanda DuPont thing. And so many people have literally supported the brand because it's the girls that are in South Africa, in Africa even, that were actually tackling the global market. Because hence the name even is not even African. Because we didn't see ourselves just belonging to Africa. We saw ourselves belonging to the world. You know, we wanted to compete with the Billabongs, with the Rip Curls. And I think because of how we thought, people saw the vision and then they went ahead and said, you know what, since you guys are not just doing like some online boutique store, you actually think bigger than this. Even with all the deals that we've done, like with your Anthrates, with your Zandos, with Namibia coming in, and now we're going to go to Nigeria.
Yes.
It is because entrepreneurs heard how much noise we made in the market and they went for it. I mean, the support has been amazing. And hopefully in the future, we're going to be dressing with SA officially. Hopefully.
I think it can happen. It will happen. How's that? I think it will happen.
It will happen. It has to. Actually, Nzako Tumela.
Thanks.
I'll send. Don't worry. I always get shouted at Bazanele. But do you know what? For us, another thing when Atembe says that, we try to stay away from dressing your celebrities because we wanted this brand to be owned by your normal girl yes. who's at home and the girl that can come and say, listen, I want to be dressed by Humorous, but I don't have the body. I don't want it to be shy because of the pressure that a lot of the brands, you know, and a lot of the celebrities, they look so perfect. Photoshopped and everything else, the girl doesn't feel comfortable. But now we saw that we're actually very unfair to say that we're not going to focus on that celebrity because they've been supportive, eh?
Yeah.
And we also had this thing that we wanted to shy away from, this thing of you dress a celebrity for 12 months, they don't do anything for you. So we went and targeted, your housewives, your corporates. And now the celebrities are like, Otembe's are like, I want one.
Yeah.
Even though she's wearing red bottoms and I'm not.
Oh my God. Expose.
And I'm not. Yeah, she's wearing red bottoms, guys. No, and an LV bag.
Yes. You're like the investigator. You've got this all in lockdown.
She's so messy.
When you were speaking about people that are famous, the celebrities, I'm wanting to speak to you guys about how you strike this balance. This balance of you guys are heavyweights on Twitter. Yes. When you followed me, I was like, yo, I'm being followed by heavyweight. Like, hands down, it's done. Like, drop mic out. Like,
I don't know how we do it, hey, because... I speak my mind, but at some point people do respect me for my work. I don't know how I strike that balance. I don't know how I did it. I don't know how you did it on your side where you can joke, you can be vulgar, but at the same time when you switch it up and become a corporate, people actually believe what you're saying.
Yeah.
They don't attack you on that. I've been attacked before. I mean, they know.
A couple of times.
And we're sitting come to being close, I mean, come on.
Hey.
So I don't know how you do it, hey?
Hey, man, just figures me. I guess I don't want to lie to you guys. I take none of it seriously.
Yes,
dude,
just...
you can wake up and come and think you can attack me. Hi, man. Nothing on this earth is worth going to hell for. Let them.
Do you know what I normally say? I normally say to people that if you think you're going to drag me to hell, I'll bring you and I'll be laughing when I'm coming back. So when people come and attack, I'm like, come on. I'm not validated by anybody.
Yes.
You know, and someone is like, I'm going to attack you. It's like as if you're going to earn money from attacking a person like a person like me. Yes. Nothing's going to come to you besides retweets and then you log off and you lose data.
What makes you think that you have the right to fear you?
Thank you.
I don't understand it. So you come at me, Uzotini.
Thank you.
What must happen now?
What must happen? You're losing data. That's all you're doing. Losing data.
The one thing that I make sure for myself, I know that I'm a private person. I don't care whether you drag things out and whatever you put me away. I maintain my privacy. It might be very hard to say, I see Bangandini, you know, but I'm not going to do that. That is not who I am. I will maintain that.
I think before we go for a bit of a break,
you need a break, right?
Yeah, we need at least a minute break in between all of this because things are getting heated very quickly.
You put it upon yourself,
but
though.
I think what I'm taking from this first 15 minutes of nonstop ranting, because this is what we've been doing, is that it's difficult. And in it being difficult to try and strike the balance between what's on social media and your private life, you need to find that balance because at the end of the day, you must live with yourself.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, sister, you can live with the decisions you've made.
Yes,
exactly.
It's constant. Who you were yesterday and who you are today is the same person. So you don't need to remember, I need to remember I said this yesterday, or yeah. I acted like this yesterday.
Please, please.
And I think that, for me, is the reason why I asked you guys to be here, because I get that sense of consistency, mm-hmm. that authenticity. That's what I get. But we'll speak more about that after this break. Yes, guys. So right now, as we're back, let's first start with the house rules, because we've now skipped all the house rules. In terms of if you'd like to get hold of us, we're on cliffcentral.com. Our number is 0861-555-189. That's 0861-555-189. On Twitter, it's @cliffcentral.com. That's @cliffcentral.com. On Facebook, it's Cliff Central. On WeChat ID, it's Cliff Central. Okay, guys, we're speaking about social media here.
Mm. Yeah.
And we're speaking about the pros and cons of social media.
Yeah.
We're speaking about how some of us make a living off social media, and some people are just there for fun. And there are some people who are just there to be ruin. The bullies in the corner and try and shoot down everything that everyone does. When you had your first show, tell me, on OPW.
Uh-huh.
Damn, I saw that
straight for the jugular.
This guy, he said that he's not going to ask questions like this, but it's fine. Go ahead. We can handle it. Shoot. Yeah, I know you're going to ask me about the restraining order, but go ahead. Go with her first.
I saw the show.
Yeah.
And towards the end of the show, I didn't see the beginning of the show, but.
Damn you, Blackman.
But what got me to go and watch was the fact that I thought, no, guys, I'm reading, it's trending, okay, that's good. These comments. And then I started thinking to myself, do people not realize that everywhere where you begin, you must allow yourself to be a beginner? When you arrived there, you got that job on merit.
Yeah.
You had that job because you're it.
Of course, darling.
And then all of a sudden, we've got guns, we are looking in the Alps and we're saying, yeah. There she is. Shoot. Bah, shoot. And I was thinking to myself, where are the young black women who should be standing up for each other?
Exactly.
And that's what I always feel is the issue with. And I'll speak because the show, we're speaking about women here.
Yes.
We're speaking about women on the rise.
Yeah.
I'm a guy. I've got the goals to call you guys into the show and speak about your success and your failures. Where are all the other female people who you guys stand up for, you guys represent? Baapi.
They are sitting there telling, how dare you rise? They are sitting there on the sidelines looking at you saying, how dare you? And that's exactly what we need to change. And it's so strange because for the first show, I was on a flight back to Joburg. So I didn't watch the show with everybody else. I didn't even see the comments because I was on a plane. Mm-hmm. I can't have my phone on. Rules are rules.
Yes, avoid them. Yes,
look, rules are rules, you know? So I get off the plane. I put my phone on. It's a mess. I'm like, I'm not even going to look at this. I'm going to wait until I get home. I get home and then I look at them. I didn't see much negativity on it because I don't even... what's the thing? When you search yourself... I don't do that rubbish. Anybody got time for that?
Shit.
Anybody got time for that? So if you tag me, I'm gonna see. If I see OPW, I'm gonna see it. And I was so, to be very honest with you, I was very overwhelmed by the amount of positive feedback that I got. I was not expecting it because I know how people are afraid of change, but I do also know how people are afraid of somebody else doing great.
Yeah.
Especially people that know you. It's those ones that you must be afraid of.
Yes.
Yeah. Those ones right there. Yeah. So I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, oh my gosh. And I was like, you know what, let me just talk to Bae. I'm like, baby, just calm me down. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh my lord, you know? But I was I'm speechless now. I'm so grateful that this stereotype that we're talking about now has changed a bit with me personally because I've had so much support with all that's been going on in my life. Guys, I had to sit and watch a man bastardize his own children for likes. Look, I have been through it.
Damn.
I have been through it.
Damn.
But the amount of support that I'm getting out there from women that I don't even know, from women, Namibia, Zambia, Kenya, who email me, who send me Facebook posts, and they're literally just giving me the strength to be like, listen, woman, you are doing it. You are standing up and you're holding your head up high. I am getting that. So yes, there is a stereotype that women out there are saying, yes, how dare you rise and me stay here? And yes, who the hell does she think she is? But there is that woman out there who is saying, yes, girl, yes, go ahead and do it.
And I think every time you do it, even if, I mean, after this, we might not communicate for a couple of months, but every time
why
we
not?
Do that.
We are glad.
What the hell? What am I?
Oh, sorry.
Like, really, guys? What's going on here?
I think the most important thing is that that is the reason why. That is the reason why we look up to you guys. That is the reason. I mean, everyone has got a story. Everyone has got a story where this is how I grew up. This is the shit that I'm facing right now. These are the challenges that I've got. Every time you see a person, the reason I smile at people and the reason why I stood up for you, I hardly knew you.
Yeah.
But it's because I know everyone's got a story and everyone deserves that smile, because that one smile you give can be the reason that that person thinks, you know what, I can wake up even tomorrow. I can go on another step.
And just an ear. That's it. Yeah. It takes nothing for you to listen to somebody else. True. It really takes nothing. And that's what I've noticed as well with the work that I do. There is so much that you can do. Like right now, there are girls who would send me emails who are saying that I'm sitting at home. I don't have money for school. I'm sitting at home. I don't have money for school fees. I've been chased away. And that's why I'm working now with my charity to buy school uniforms to get kids to go to school around the country. Look, I can sit at a bar and buy drinks the whole night for R1,000. Alright, then let's move I just go and buy a uniform. It makes you think about the people that are looking at you doing what you do. You thinking you're just going about your life, you're working for your children, you're working and you're trying to do best for yourself. But so many people are looking at you. So many people are about you, but you don't even know it. So many people are supporting you out there, but you don't even know it. So that's why I'm saying, when you wake up in the morning and you decide, okay, today I'm going to go kick a dog, and then I'm going to say, I kicked a dog today type of situation. Ooh, think about dog. Dog.
No,
it's an example.
It's
an example. It's an example as to the things that you do out there make an impact on someone that you wouldn't even think they make an impact on.
That's
People, true. Yes. I mean, you don't have to care what people think about you or people think about what you do, but also you do need to think about your conscience. Will you be able to sleep at night? Yeah. Those type of things. And the path of righteousness, guys, I lulanga, but look, we have to start somewhere, because we are raising children in this world.
Because you know what, actually it adds on to what I always say to people, coming from a girl that is from a township, né? I never grew up with mansions around me or, you know, like the luxuries. My dad hustled as much as he could to make sure that we're comfortable. He passed on. But I didn't realize, when you step out of the township and you work towards success, you look back and you see how much other kids have been struggling. That it gives you that conscience that when you take money from your own account to do something that is very, not responsible, you know, where you drink and whatever, where there are kids that need shoes for school, you know, that need uniforms, that need books. I never thought I could look at my life like that. I've always thought about, you know what, I just want the waves and nice cars and whatever. But as I grew up, I actually saw that coming from that environment, as much as I wasn't exposed to it, but there are people that I actually realized right now were struggling and I never knew. And now it's made me so conscious that whatever things that I do in public, I must make sure that I do it, yes, to my satisfaction and whatever else. But there are people that would need, like, sanitary towels. I didn't know that.
The simplest things. That's a reality.
It is a reality. Like, I went to Soweto one time to do some charity work. These girls were using toilet paper as sanitary.
That is our reality.
I was so hurt because I didn't see this as I was growing up in the township, that there were actually people that were going through this. But because I was young and obviously that. But everything that I do, what you're saying, is that I try as much as I can to be as comfortable as I can be. But at the same time, I have to think of my conscience to say, you know what, there are people out there with no lotion. Let's leave the food. No lotion, nothing.
Yeah.
Like a girl who uses toilet paper as a sanitary towel.
That is so sad.
It is sad. One was even using a pantyhose. She keeps washing it. It was like, it was beyond. So I think that's what also drives me at some point to be responsible in public at the same time. Yes, I can have my woohoo moments. Yeah. Be at the bar with my girls.
No, you need them.
Also, can we discuss Ozan is wearing her shades in studio?
Yeah. Because it's been like, you know.
That's below the belt.
You know, like, whoa. Like, guys, it was a hectic Sunday. When Melan didn't wear my shades, yes. So yeah, yes, guys, it was hectic yesterday, guys. It was bad.
Do you know what it is, guys? Being a woman, what I've noticed growing up is the ability to live but think beyond yourself.
True.
That is the core of it, which is why we can be mothers, we can be wives, we can be career women, yes, and we can be bitches at the same time.
Jesus.
Talking about that.
Oh, okay, yes.
This one.
You know?
I want to know. Because I keep asking questions, because I'm a person that likes to tackle people's minds and everything.
I love it. Because this means that next time I'll invite you here again. How do you deal with the
bitchiness that you get from Joburg people, or people in general, or females? Because I've got a problem, right? I'm a person that I like respect, and I give someone respect. Yeah. You don't even have to earn it with me. I just give it to
it's
you.
There.
So for me, I can't deal with that thing of when someone tries to piss you off, you get pissed off, and then they act like a victim. That's why I can't get it.
Always.
How do you, as a public figure, because I'm better because I'm a corporate girl, you don't see me with newspapers in my face, but how do you deal with the bitchiness that you get from people? Maybe because, let me tell you, because as I was saying, you have to be conscious of your actions. Because you become a businesswoman, you have to act in a certain way.
Yeah, decorum. There's a certain way.
You have to be like prima proper, whatever. But for me, I can't differentiate between the two, because I'm a person that if you're going to do this, you're going to expect this reaction from me.
Yes.
You're going to get it.
Deal with it.
How do you?
Which is why they do it.
How do you deal? Not to say that mentally you have to prepare yourself, but when someone is a bitch, how do you deal with it?
Jacqueline?
How? Because I've seen you, girl. I have seen you calling someone to order.
Listen.
But right now, as a public figure, because then you were not as too much in TV, you were starting to get into it. Then you went into the commercials. I saw your commercials. Beautiful. Now you're on OPW. That was a funny one. But now that you're on OPW, how are you going to deal with the vision that you're going to get in public? Because I see so many celebrities getting attacked.
Listen, do you know what it is, me? There are two types of people, Ebomin.
All right.
Yeah. Is close any. A coward.
Coward.
And a non-coward.
Coward and non-coward.
The coward will come at me, maybe on social media, because at the end of the day, listen, you decided you want to take your opinion out your ass and throw it on here. Great, lovely, do your thing. But one that comes straight to me, to my face.
That's what I'm talking about.
Then,
now,
dear darling, I will put you to order.
Yeah,
I will put you straight to order. You can come and say, Tim, someone, listen, on OPW, can you bring down the looks a little bit? And I'm going to tell you, listen, babe, I'm the type of person who I don't know how to switch off my face. It's just, and that's, I told my bosses when they hired me, I'm like, guys, they're like, no, that's what we want. So then I'll tell you. But if you're going to come with me and say, Tim, one, two, three, four.
Yeah.
And did you get it? Five. And furthermore, moreover, henceforth, I'm going to call it this.
Yeah, because, that's how it goes. Because a lot of people, they seem to have this thing that Costa girls are rude and whatever, né? You can have whatever opinion that you have, but I believe that as a human being, if you're going to attack someone, expect the reaction that you're going to get from that person.
If you can dish it out, then you must better be able take it. Yeah,
because a lot of people, like I've had an instance where people would come with their opinions and whatever, shit, I don't care. But when it comes to my work and you attack whatever, I'll react, right? Then I get labeled as a bully. Then because of how I react.
Let them.
Because people, they're like, oh, I'm supposed to smile and laugh and move on. No.
And
I'll pick up the brick and I'll throw it at you. That's who I am.
For me, on that note about you, and we're not speaking about those training orders.
No, go ahead. Dish it. I'll answer it.
Okay. My issue with that whole saga that happened lies in the fact that you have a person who's within your clique.
Thank
who's
you.
Then trying they're privy to information that we're not.
Yeah. Okay. Let me put
give
the record
the
straight.
Yeah. I want to know who's restraining you and why.
Yeah. Let me give you the story up front. Because she was here, right? To address my whole restraining order and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was this girl, she knows who she is. We hang out in the same clique, right? I told her. At this specific place, but listen, I know that you don't like me.
Okay, so wait, Zani, sorry about this. We
you're
need
gonna go
to take a break now, but
you better make it quick. Okay, cool.
I love that.
Let's
I love
go
this.
To the break.
Yeah.
Download the Cliff Central app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
This is CliffCentral.com. Cliff Central
Revolution. I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Okay, guys, before the break,
yeah.
Things are getting heated because we're speaking about, Zani, and we're speaking about what happens, excuse me, or what had happened because it blew up on social media. And my main concern with what happened was that there was a sling of words and a sling of accusations that are flowing from one side. And the other side was basically like, okay, meme this, screenshot this. Where, how can you verify
exactly,
this information
because,
that you're saying?
She was saying things that were trying to ruin the work that I've done, right? Because I tell a lot of people that you can attack me. You can attack who I am, how I look, you know. But the amount of work and effort that I try to put out there is a lot of work. You know, like I wake up in the morning, I have to speak to young girls and motivate them not to give up on whatever, you know. And you get someone who's going to come and ruin your name because of a grudge that they have, that they've always had. And I gave her the platform to say, listen, I don't like you. I wouldn't have taken it to heart. I mean, but at the same time, we hang out with the same people. So I can't smile at you in the click knowing that you don't like who I am or you don't like my work, you know? So I was going to make it simple for her. So that whole thing, people thought that I was actually out of control. And yes, I was, right? I apologized to everybody that saw the whole thing and that didn't like what I did, you know? But at the same time, because I'm a person that's very passionate yes. about women empowerment, you know, I will support you. I've never in my dear life attacked an entrepreneur. I will never do that because I know how hard it is to put bread on the table. Now, if you're going to take my work and attack it, that's where the problem comes in with me. Now, she goes and says, my company is struggling. How are we struggling when we're able to launch in Namibia, be able to get Miss SA finalists to notice the brand? I mean, the evaluation, we got Zando, we got Anthrax, we are like hectic. Now, you're saying that my, you know, girl, because my, now my brand is supposed to be struggling. Now, another girl's going to look at me and say, this person is actually a fake. And that girl is going to give up on her dreams because of your words, because you're trying to tarnish the brand, because you are not being supportive of another human being. I'm not saying women are supposed to support each other. No, yes, support another human being. Support another human being. That's what I'm saying. Mm. Men, women, we're supposed to support each other because, guys, we know the struggles. And we are brave enough to say we will start a company and not work for anybody because I don't believe in making someone else's dreams come true before mine can be taken care of. So that's why I stepped out of the corporate world because I'm not going to make another person rich. I'm going to enrich other people. That's what I want. And she tried to take me down.
I think she tried, but she didn't succeed.
She yeah.
tried,
she
but now
she even ran Cliff Central to come and try it.
Yeah.
Like, really? Who does that?
Shame. Slam her down. But I think for me, like Timothy is saying, women, when you're saying, you're not saying women should support each other, but that's actually it. The reason why women must support each other, even if I'm female, even if I don't like you, I must support you because I know the struggles that we face.
Yeah, exactly.
I know that the moment we walk through the door, if you and I are walking through the door, everyone will look at me completely differently to how they'll look at you.
Yeah.
You must work that much harder to earn as much as I'm earning.
Exactly.
You must work that much harder to be taken as seriously as I'm being taken.
Yeah. Exactly.
What the heck is happening?
Because you know what? Let me tell you something, right? There's nothing I hate more than seeing males bashing women, right?
Mm.
Especially when it comes to the corporate world.
We do it to each other.
And we do it to each other. That's now imagine as a female, you're fighting off males, you're fighting off females. That's why I stick to this, to my statement to say support another human being.
Yeah.
Okay. I've seen myself being dragged by grown ass men because of the work that I put in. I've seen myself having a gang of women attacking who I am because they don't like the person up and you know what? Women will like you and they will congratulate you up until you do better than them. That's when they've got the problem. So in Nagilab, up until you do better. So hence you were saying about your statement that, you know what, I wake up every day with God and, you know, and this whole thing of I don't have to validate myself through you.
Yes.
That's where the problem comes in. Because they think them congratulating you is going to make you owe them something because they said congratulations, right? And another thing is you will never see the snakes till you cut the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And with that, a lot of the snakes that I've seen, funny enough, are females.
Yeah.
Females, I don't understand how we can hate each other so much when there's supposed to be woman empowerment, woman movement. But you will see, even when you were getting attacked when I tell you something about the whole thing, about the, being in the media, 80% of the people that were attacking you were females.
Of course.
And I just, it hurt me so much. Anything that's got it, like I see so many celebrities, they're going through a lot of things, but you always get the females coming at you first.
Of course. They insult you, they call you names, et cetera, et cetera. But look.
Defense, nothing.
At the end of the day, I don't need to defend myself, my family, or anything. I don't need to do that. I don't need that validation because they did not make me.
Exactly.
And that's the thing.
But they think they've got enough power to take you down.
Let them. Let them.
I'm like, do you know what I go through from 6 o'clock in the morning when I'm answering those emails and I'm fighting this person? Then you get someone who's just going to come and attack and you're like, sweetie pie. Yes,
they don't know that.
They don't know.
So let them. Yes. Let them.
Because
sit down, have your water, have your cocktail.
Wine.
Let them.
A glass of wine, red wine. And you sit back and you think to yourself, you know what? Things have gotten deep.
Let them.
And I never do this. But I think for the benefit of our listeners, you said there was a person who came through here on Cliff Central.
Yes.
And did name show. Name.
Sese.
Drop the name.
Sese.
Sese who?
Sese, that girl. Sese, Miss Know It All. Like, you guys know her. She's always got some opinion.
I don't know.
And she thought she could have an opinion about me. But the difference between, you know what? As I was saying earlier, you can have an opinion if I don't know you. I don't care. But if you're going to hang out with friends, people that I share information with, then you have an opinion. Rather tell me straight to my face. Yes,
communicate
don't
it directly
it.
In the circles don't. That we're moving in.
Thank you. Come to my face and say, listen, as much as we are in the same circle, I don't like you. Okay? I'll step off because I'm a person that I will not be in a space where I'm not needed or I'm not wanted.
I don't have that kind of time to you.
You want to come to me and say, I don't like you. That's fine. But soon, woman, I'm like, don't smile at me knowing that you're going to go ahead into social media and bash. And listen to this. I've been attacked for what I did by friends that are in the same circle as her and I. Mm. For what I did. Because they said to me that I was a bully and I'm old enough to know that I'm supposed to lecture or sort of move away.
That's where I blow a gasket.
Because of my age, because of my maturity, I'm supposed to act in a certain way. I'm like, listen, there is a difference. Né? If a person is coming at me, I will not be a person that is going to attack you. You know, I'll be like, okay, fine, sharp. Okay, it's right. But now, she took it very far. She took it to a level of my business.
She's messing with your bread and butter.
Where
and
I that get is, a phone that's the reality call of it. From a senior investor asking me, why am I putting the brand at risk because of what she was saying? Mm. I let her say the first, she's been attacking and I've been quiet. Because you know what? At the end of the day, it was like, she's a young girl. It's her thing. You know, she's just a loudmouth, opinionated, whatever. It's her. I don't care. But when I met her at a friend's bride, it was a different story now, you know, where now I realize that we're in the same, and information can come out because as friends, we share.
Yeah, you know, you've got challenges, you
I've
share.
I've got challenges, going I've been through going through downs, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Now I've got someone that is a snake and I can see it. Now, do you mean to tell me that I'm supposed to look at the snake and not even address it? Mm-mm, no.
Where I'm saying I blow a gasket is because this age thing works both ways. This age thing and this friendship thing, we've got a tendency. On the other day, I'm not even involved with Bonang or AKA. I'm not in that whole shebang. It doesn't concern me at all. Mm. But we sat and we watched. Pearl was slinging and slinging mud. And the other lady was quiet.
Exactly.
And the one time the other lady is responding, everyone's like,
all of a sudden, she shouldn't. Exactly.
And I said on Twitter, when Pearl was playing God in everyone else's life.
She was clapping Bonang the whole time.
Uthule uzinhle, uzinhle udila naye lento ekhaya. But Pearl, third person, we're uphambili. In front, Jan. And that's the issue I've got. Yeah. Where do you draw the line? If you're going to try and play God, you need to realize that even God has bad days.
Exactly, so, guys. Because you know what? Sometimes keeping quiet is a good thing. Because sometimes I'll get attacked and I just avoid it, whatever, you know. But I only respond to someone if I know you. Yeah. Like, if you're a stranger to me, I don't care what you're saying. Like, you've just got problems. No problems.
Yeah.
But the moment now, I have to be in a space because a lot of people, they know I don't go out much, you know? I don't...
But when you do go out, then
when you come to studio, like last night, that's why I went crazy. Right now. for me, if I'm going to have you in my space, it's because I respect you and I'm a person that's neutral, you know? Even if you're fighting, like you, like I'll make an example, you two are fighting. Yes. I'll be neutral. You can talk to me, she can talk to me, I'll keep quiet, you know? I won't say anything. So the moment I get someone who is pretending and she's in a very closed space, which is my friends now, and I don't have a lot of friends, it's a different story, you know? So she had that space and I gave her the opportunity to say, I don't like you. Yeah. Then I get attacked by friends to say, Zanella, you're supposed to have known better. You know, you're an old woman and you are mature. So you don't deal with such things like this. But I was like, you know what? No.
But you know what? It needs to get to a point that you, for yourself, you let it go. It needs to get to a point where you tell your heart and your mind right now, okay, this happened. I don't like this girl. She has done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I still do not like her. But at the end of the day, for my peace of mind, I have to let this shit go.
Yeah, because you need to get to that point. I think, I did. I mean, after the whole thing, I sat with my
Well, right now, you're still a bit angry.
Yeah. Girl! Can you see, like,
look at you sweating and shit. Like,
my sunglasses. I got a bit of steam. But because, you know, like I have learned to a point that I must not make everything personal, you know, because I'm a person who's very expressive and a person that if I like you or I'm being introduced to you, I give you that respect, you know, to say, okay, nangutembisa. And I mean, you and I have never bumped into each other and we've had off moments.
Yeah.
It was live and chatting and, you know, dancing and whatever. And I've never, even in my entire life, with the whole thing that you were going through, never even took sides because it's none of my business to dig into you or to pretend that I like you.
I think that's what people forget. That it is none of your business.
Of your business.
Even with the whole Zinta and AKN, it is none of your business. Because first and foremost, guys, people's personal lives are their personal lives. And number two, ezakho indaba uzibuzwa.
Exactly. As in indaba, okay?
Your business, who's in it? Who's asking you indaba zakho wena? Ezakho indaba uzibuzwa ngubani? But don't bring it now. It's a thing.
For
the public to take and eat up like a pizza. No, darling.
But then how do you hide the information, man? Because, I mean, people don't know anything besides what came out into the tabloids. We didn't even know she had it on lock.
You must have it. Say it out correctly. People don't know about unless some dude decide the Uzo Ima Pepe. Because you have to be loved by the world. She must say it like that.
But then how are you going to protect your privacy? But how are you going to protect it going forward?
I'm still protecting my privacy.
Okay.
I'm still protecting my privacy and protecting my children by keeping myself focused on my work, on my children, and on my life.
True.
It is that simple. What you say has nothing to do with it.
That's true.
I think it's a thing I've admired about your family in general. If you look at your sisters, you guys have always had that lockdown where into etila namasiko, you've always been able to maintain that as this is family and this is it.
Yeah. And I heard your dad is hard.
I went. Guys, please can we discuss? Everywhere I go, people are really to ask. They're trying me. They just try me.
Wait, guys. Let's speak about this.
Let's talk about her dad.
How hot is he?
How old is your dad? I heard he's hot.
Listen here, my dad.
And he's well educated.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Listen to me.
That man with education looks.
Listen to me.
Yummy.
So if you see me with that, dad, what are you going to say?
My father is 60 years old.
So I'm 32. Girl, I'm 20. What? He's 20 something years older than me.
Guys, these girls are really trying to get my dad. I'm like, please stop it, guys. Like, my friends are like,
Chaga, listen, I heard in the grapevine, but you know how sentient girls are like, Mr. Dota, all right.
Irrelevant.
Chaga, I need your number. So, your dad.
My dad is Benjamin Buttoning it, guys.
Serious?
Like, he's just aging backwards. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, wow.
So if you see me
with your dad.
I have to pour holy water on it. I wouldn't know how to do this. An anointing oil.
Okay. On a more serious note, as we're trying to wrap up the last 10 minutes now, I heard you speaking about your foundation or your charity drive.
Yes.
Tell me, so you want to speak more about that and see how we can help you? When I say we, I run a few businesses.
Yeah.
We don't have the world of money,
yeah,
but we can always make do and find a way. And I know Zanny's passion is with the dogs and the pets. We'll also speak about that. because we know the dog had a first birthday and had cupcakes.
Oh,
and I was favoriting, thinking to myself, hey, Mtomnyama, dogs, cupcakes, Njani. But okay, let's start with you, Temis, and get into that. And then we'll hear about Bane and what's happening with cupcakes.
Jeez. I'm on the board of Ambassadors Youth and Community Development.
Right.
It's basically a foundation that's been started by Anil Mohammed. He's a great guy, him and his wife. They go all around the country. What we do is we speak to young men, we get them into programs that get them off the streets. We get even the like homeless kids back home, and certain things that we get people to speak to them about their dreams, about their hopes, and all those things that it is done through God, through everything is possible. Yeah. And whatever it is that I have, I try and put out there. We put children through school all around the country. We buy them their uniforms. I mean, every year I sponsor two children to go to school. I sponsor another two children their uniforms. I try and do the best that I can, but obviously it's limited because it's an NGO.
Yeah.
We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter, AYCD Tweets. If you guys can help us in any way, every end of the year we have Christmas party, but it's difficult because we need the money to do that. So everywhere I go, everything I do, whatever it is that I get, I make sure that I put in to our charity. It's something that's very close to my heart because I have children and they have to grow up in the same world that I'm living in right now, that I need to struggle through. I need to make sure that when I leave this earth, look, I have to have lifted a better place. I have to, which is why it's difficult for me to be quiet about certain things that people say about me, which I know they're not true, but because I know who I am, I know exactly what I stand for, and I don't need to shout it out there for it to be true at the end of the day. Nice. So if you guys can help with AYCD, it would be greatly appreciated.
All right. No, what we will do is that I launch a TV show on NN7.
Yay! That's awesome.
And what we're, wow, in the long run, what we're looking at having issues like this where we'll dedicate 1 week a month where we are roping all the people that are there and we're speaking about how we as the business community can try and help out. Because there's a lot of people out there who have got the financial means, but they don't know where to be plowing their money.
Yeah.
And then issues like this or situations like this would be where we'd be saying, no, excellent, this is what we'll do. You, Zen, speak about what's close to your heart. And
besides my dog. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Besides your dog.
Besides my dog. Okay, as Himaras, we are planning to start a sanitary towel movement where we're going to be delivering those, working with the government, hopefully. Because as you know, we are in the swimwear luxury line, and anything that's got to do with females, we kind of have it too hard. We found that a lot of the girls out there, I mean, as I was saying, they're using toilet paper, they're using pantyhose, they're using washing towels. And it's such a sad thing that even like 24 rands worth of a package is too much for them, you know. So this year, hopefully, we will be able to launch the program to run as long as we can. But all we need is just female to say, listen, I'm pledging so many packages, we don't want money, we just want the sanitary towels. So that's something that I've been working on since last year, only coming to life this year. Currently, we are not too much into charity because, I mean, the company is quite new as well. But because I work with a lot of people that have got a lot of passion when it comes to charity work, I mean, even with Trumpet, we have a program that we're going to run this year in Klerksdorp, you know, like putting, as Wash was saying, putting kids through school, you know, having programs for them, mentoring them and so forth. But my biggest thing is hopefully God can give me enough time, enough power, enough energy to be able to launch the sanitary towel
drive.
That,
all right, yeah, perfect.
I'd be happy to help if you need.
Yes, just pack, just delivering of those sanitary towels, that's all we need.
All right, no, cool. Guys, thank you very, very much. An hour has gone by, and I haven't even felt that it's been an hour because you completely
had so much fun,
ourselves.
Hey?
The three of us will speak more about the initiatives that you'll have.
Okay.
We'll be up on Twitter. We'll be up on Facebook, on all the pages. So we'll find a way of making everything work.
Yeah, thank you.
And so I need your guys' email addresses so that if people need to be communicating, just to round that up.
Okay, for my side, it is info@himaros.co.za.
That's info@himaros.co.za.
Himaros spelled H-I-M-E-R-O-S.
perfect.
Oh, do you know when you give a letter? I'm good.
No, 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 but
just email my management and my agent. It's anna@canvascam.com.
Okay. What?
Okay, that is it for us for this week. You can catch me on Twitter. It's @mangoba_ngubo. We'll be back again next week, guys, to try and speak about more issues that are affecting us, try and see how we as the youth can make it better.
This is CliffCentral.com.